From the Blue Ridge Mountains to the Chesapeake Bay, Virginia is a mecca for outdoor travel and adventure. Virginia Outdoor Adventures podcast is the ultimate guide for local outdoor recreation, including hiking, camping, kayaking, and so much more. Get the information and the inspiration to plan your own adventure right here in Virginia. I'm your host, Jessica Bowser. Welcome to the charming port town of Urbana in the heart of Virginia's river realm. Step aboard as we navigate Urbana's river lifestyle with River Sister Patricia Clement. From fishing and boating to paddling and crabbing, Patricia shares her journey from her first experience waterfront camping to getting hooked on this small town's big adventures. Together, we'll share why Urbana is a must visit for seafood lovers and history buffs alike. Whether you're seeking the solace of a sunset paddle or hoping to reel in a big catch, get ready to shuck your stress and hit the open water. This is your passport to Virginia's adventure towns. Let's go. Patricia, welcome to Virginia Outdoor Adventures.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What do you love about Virginia's outdoors?
Oh, what don't I love? So I love the peace, the tranquility, the vibe. Outdoors, I love, love, love catching my own food. Like, I love seafood. And the moment I caught my first piece of food that I can eat, it was a wrap. I knew this life was for me.
You have such a passion for this, too. So I'm really excited to dive into river life and what that is like. But before we do, tell us a little bit about your background and why you decided to make Virginia your home.
So I'm originally a city girl. I'm from Brooklyn, East New York. I grew up very fast paced. New York is very populated. I grew up playing in a fire hydrant for water entertainment. I was afraid of grass the first time they took me to a park because I'm just used to concrete. I had a son that was 3 years old. I didn't want to raise him in New York and I just wanted change. So I picked Virginia. I came down here for law enforcement in 1997. And I did 20 years of law enforcement. 3 was corrections and 17 was the Petersburg Police Department. And I think maybe close to maybe 3 years before retiring, my husband wanted to do something different for his birthday, either Father's Day. And he said, let's get a cabin. I was like, cabin? Camping? Like, I have never been camping. You know, something I've read about in a book or watched on TV. So we got a cabin. And I really liked it. It was different. And I found it peaceful. It wasn't what I thought it was. I was thinking camping, bears and bugs, but it wasn't like that. We had air conditioning. You know, we had cooking utensils. We had bathroom running water. So I really liked that.
It was camping light.
Yeah. Well, they call it glamping. It wasn't like in a tent. But that's what got me into like wanting to explore the outdoors.
Do you remember the first time you caught something?
Yes. So again, we went to a cabin and we liked that. So then we was like, you know what? I'm like all or nothing. When I like something, I really, really like it. So I was like, we should get a travel trailer because one of my friends had an RV. I was like, we should get a travel trailer or RV so we could do this camping thing more often. So we got a travel trailer. And the first place we went was Cherrystone Campground. It's on the Eastern Shore. Mm-hmm. And here we are. We all packed up. We went to Cherrystone and you know, when you get to pick your site out, we said we wanted waterfront and we were brand new to RV and we pulled in the wrong way. We had the camper back facing the water. And the people were really nice. They came with a little jack or little bulldozer thing and they turned us around the right way so we could face the water. So once I started walking around the campground and learning, I went to the store. They was like, do you want to rent a crab pot or buy a crab trap? And I love blue crabs. So I was like, I could rent a, like, y'all catch crabs here. I had no idea people was catching crabs. So I went out on a pier and I had chicken and a string and I had the little crab trap and I caught a crab. I only caught one and I think it was too small to keep. But at that moment I knew, I was like, so these people are really catching their own seafood. I knew it was for me. So after we left Cherrystone and that first camping experience was waterfront, that was it for me. Anywhere I went, I wanted waterfront. So when we was picking different campgrounds, I was like, do they have water? They was like, no. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to go there. So we did try a few other campgrounds, but it was like that first camping trip facing that water, that I knew right then and there. I was like, okay, this is the life for me. I've been missing out. So yeah, the first thing I caught was a crab. And I didn't eat that first crab, but just seeing other people catch crabs and knowing, okay, if I caught this one that was small and I caught another one that was big and then I caught five or six more, I could cook this and eat it. Yeah, that was it for me. So it was very, that was my first crab experience. And my first fish experience, I didn't start fishing until a few years after crabbing. The first fish I caught, it was small too, but I caught it and I screamed. I was like, and my husband was like, he's from Louisiana. He's a country guy. So he's used to catching fish when he was younger. He was like, that little fish, that's bait fish. And it just hurt my feelings so bad. But I was like, well, at least I caught it. You know, I caught it. Yeah. So that was my first experience.
Oh, that's really funny. I love the content that you share online of your experiences crabbing and fishing, because I think for a lot of people, they don't stop to think that this is something that is accessible to them. And you are sharing your experience as a beginner and showing other people how they can do it too. So I love that beginner's approach and that accessibility approach to teach other people how to do it as well.
Right. That's really important to me because, again, I didn't explore the outdoors until my mid 40s. I didn't cast my first fishing rod until almost 50. I was about 48 years old. You know, I'm a city girl. I'm originally from New York. I tell people what's normal to you is not normal to everybody. What made me want to start fishing is once we did the travel trailer thing for about 2 years and we really liked Grays Point Campground because it was waterfront on the Rappahannock River. They had a lot of activities. It was like people was riding around on golf carts. We were just like, wow, this is nice. So we went there a few times. And then 1 year, I think maybe 2019, opening season, you know, camping starting. We were getting our stuff set up. We was out there sweating. And I was like, you know what, Dale? This is a lot of work with this travel trailer every weekend. We got to pack it and unpack it and set up. I said, they have seasonal sites here. So let's inquire about being seasonal, being that we like coming here so much. And seasonal means that you lease a spot from the campground and it's your spot from March, like late March, mid, late March to November. So that's different than overnight camping. We did the overnight thing. And I love overnight camping because you have a, you know, you can stay for a few nights and go someplace else where seasonal, that's your campground. But being that we went to Grays Point so many times, I knew that. I was like, you know what? I could stay here. I don't have to go to other campgrounds. And we had a travel trail at the time. So if we really wanted to go to another campground, we could. But then campgrounds also have cabins. So we wasn't really worried about like being seasonal there. Like, oh, we can't go anyplace else. You still have the freedom to go other places. But when I got to the campground and I started, you know, exploring the pier and learning how to catch crabs and just, you know, showing the vibe like, y'all, look at this water. Look, it's just so peaceful. It's fun. Like people on boats and jet skis and kayaks and canoes. Like, this is fun. I started posting on social media and my nephew in New York, he was from Bedford-Stuyvesant, New York. That's a part of Brooklyn. He was always commenting and saying, oh, wow. Because like for a New Yorker to see the Virginia life, like campground, river life, water activities, that's like a big thing. Because everybody in New York, and I'm not saying people in New York don't explore the outdoors, but where I came from, they didn't. This was like something you would do on vacation, not like everyday life. So my nephew was always commenting saying, man, I want to come to Virginia. I want to come to Virginia so I can learn to fish. I want to come to Virginia so I can fish. Because I think he went fishing as a kid. But, you know, again, in Brooklyn, in Bed-Stuy, most people don't fish in Bed-Stuy. He, mm-hmm. at least he did. He kept expressing the fact that he wanted to come. So I knew my nephew wanted to come. And unfortunately, when COVID happened, he was a hospital police in New York and he caught COVID and passed away in 2020. So when you see the news, when COVID first happened, he saw the news, how all those people was passing away mm-hmm. in New York. He was one of them. So mm-hmm. he left behind an 11-year-old daughter, my great niece, Anaya. So that summer I said, you know what, Anaya? I told her mom, I said, let me get her for the summer just to get her away from New York, you know, get her to the campground. We could do some activities with her. So when she came, because I have a daughter too, they're a year apart. So I was like, Anaya, you know what? Your dad always wanted to come here and fish. So we're going to have to learn how to fish. I had no clue how to fish. I had already knew how to crab just from learning because I was interested in crabs, but fishing didn't really cross my mind. And I don't know if I thought it wasn't for me because nobody ever taught me. I just didn't know about it. I saw people going fishing. I love fried fish, like baked fish too, but I never thought it was for me until I got my niece here, my great niece. And I said, you know what? Let's learn how to fish. And in his honor, we're going to learn how to fish. So she was like, okay. So here I go. I went to the bait shop. I went to go get some equipment. had no clue the difference between salt water, fresh water, brackish water. I just went in there and I was like, okay, I'll take that pink fishing rod. I got everything like cute. Nobody told me. I just bought stuff and I bought the wrong stuff. Like I bought lures that you wouldn't even use for bottom fishing. Like I had no clue. So I was asking people like, how do you fish? They was like, just throw the rod in the water. I'm like, really? You just like, I didn't know how to cast or anything. So trial and error, me being out there, Grays Point have a, they have several places you could fish. They have an observation dock that you could fish from and then the shoreline. So I was out there and, you know, I had people helping me saying, nope, that's not what you use. Get this, get this, get this. And then that's why I wasn't catching nothing at first because I had the wrong stuff. But when I caught that first little fish, yeah, I knew that was it. So knowing how I didn't know anything, like literally I didn't know anything. That's what made me, what made a light bulb go off and say, wow, well, if you didn't know that, imagine how many other people didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Like I've ate crabs for years and I knew the difference between a male and a female, but you'd be surprised how many people don't know the difference between a male and a female crab.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You don't know? Like I know it. So yeah, that's what made me brand myself as River Sister, just to be that link between people who don't know and the outdoors. Because I look at, I was almost 50 years old before I discovered this.
Yeah. And Grays Point Campground, you gave me a tour of it just the other day. And that's in Middlesex County, which is right down the road from Urbana, which is the town that we're going to be talking about today. You describe this transition to river life. Like it's not just something you do on the weekends, but it's a full lifestyle. And down there, they refer to it as river life, right? Which is perfect for your name, River Sista, which I think is so cute. How would you describe river life to somebody who has no idea what it is?
Well, for me, again, that's how I name myself. So when people say river, I like, no, it's riva, like A-H. Mm-hmm. I say real inviting vibe and home. That's what it feels like to me. Like I said, you can look at my videos. People think I lived this life my whole life. And I'm like, I just started fishing like 3 years ago. I was not born into this. And people from where I grew up, they look like, what in the world happened to her? Like, who is she? Like, I used to buy expensive purses and, you know, now it's just fishing rods, gear. I don't even care about Macy's. I don't care about a Louis Vuitton bag. Like, I was really into fashion at one time. And now I wore some shoes the other day and I was like, whose shoes are these? Because I'm so used to having on slides and Crocs, you know, just river wear. I don't iron or nothing. So yeah, that's how I describe river, real inviting vibe and home.
Your visit to Urbana begins at the Chesapeake Inn, where chic elegance meets small town charm. The moment I arrived at the Chesapeake Inn, I was whisked away from everyday life and immersed in this coastal retreat. I relaxed in style in one of the recently redecorated guest rooms uniquely designed with coastal elegance, complete with sparkling chandeliers, a mix of vintage and modern furnishings, and luxurious amenities. Every morning I enjoy coffee in the garden while reading and listening to birdsong, and in the afternoon I enjoy tea in the beautiful lobby with garden views. The inn's owners, Gary and Matt, provided true personalized hospitality. They made restaurant recommendations, found directions to parks and trailheads I wanted to visit, and made sure my river retreat was memorable and stress-free. From the inn, I was able to walk to dining, shopping, and the waterfront. Complimentary bikes, kayaks, and their signature Surrey carriages added to the unique experience and meant that I didn't need to lug my own gear from home. The Chesapeake Inn is family-friendly and pet-friendly, too. Whether you're planning a retreat, an event, or a personal getaway, the Chesapeake Inn is the perfect escape to river life. Start planning your river getaway by clicking on the Chesapeake Inn in the show notes of your listening app.
Yeah. And I got a taste of that in Urbana the other day. And oh my gosh, I had such a lovely visit to Urbana. I just adore that town. And I'm just wondering what attracted you to Urbana in particular in Middlesex County? Because there's rivers all over Virginia and there's waterfront everywhere. Why did you pick that location?
I don't know. I think it picked me. I think it really picked me to be the link to tell people about this. Because originally, our main home is in Henrico. So Henrico, Petersburg, Hopewell, Colonial Heights, Atrocity, I know that whole area. Anybody you speak to that wants to go explore like water, they would put it with Virginia Beach or Hampton Roads. Nobody ever talked about Middlesex area. So when people started seeing me on social media, they're like, where are you? I'm like, Topping, Virginia, you know, Middlesex, Urbana. They've never heard of it. Never heard of it until we went to the campground. I had no idea about Urbana. And then I just kept hearing about Urbana Fest. And, you know, for us to get to Grays Point, we had to pass through Urbana. So one day I made a left and just to explore. And I was like, wow, it's so beautiful. Like the boats and the waterfront dining and just these nice houses. And it just was just a vibe that you just have to experience for yourself.
Yeah, I agree. It's the small town charm, but the waterfront too. And what I loved about this, so this was my first visit to Urbana. I may have passed through in the past, but I don't really remember. So for me, it felt like everything was new. And I love it. They have like historical markers and signs all throughout town. And I'm the nerd who reads all those signs. So I was reading about the history of the town and, on the Rappahannock and how the oyster industry really built the town. And then in the 1920s or 30s, I think it was, there was a huge storm that flooded Tangier Island. You know where Tangier Island is, like in the middle of the Chesapeake Bay? It's this like teeny, yeah, like 2 mile long island. It flooded it, and residents of Tangier who have been there for generations came over to Urbana and brought the crabbing, their crabbing knowledge and expertise to the town of Urbana, which they referred to as Banna, which I thought was so funny. And then our mutual friend Whitney, who you and I both know, she's native to Urbana, and her grandmother was one of the people who came over from Tangier Island after that storm and integrated those two cultures together. And I thought the whole thing was so interesting. And the town itself, like the people there, I felt like it was a really good mix of people who have been there for generations, like going back to the 16 and 1700s, and then people like you who have discovered it and have made it their new home. It's sort of like that, you know, those two worlds coming together with everybody enjoying river life.
Yeah, I've met a lot of people I met people from Maryland who, you know, they just come here for the weekend. It's like a lot of people have weekend houses, or either they retired from somewhere else and then they came to this area.
Yeah. And the homes, oh my gosh, the residential neighborhoods are beautiful. And there are some really old historic homes. It's just a lovely place to stroll around. Like if you just wanted to like spend an afternoon or a morning walking through town, it's just charming. You know, it's really cute and it's got beautiful water views. I really enjoyed it. Do you have anything else you want to share about the vibe of the town?
I would just say, you know, it's coastal. It's just a cool, chill vibe. I love the seafood. I feel safe there. Like, it's clean. Yeah, it's just a good vibe.
I wanted to talk about this new app that Middlesex County recently launched. It's called Explore Middlesex, and right, it's brand new. And I got to be one of the like the test guinea pigs for the app. And it's really cool because it's basically a trip planning app, and you can search all the amenities in town by what you're looking for. So dining, lodging, attractions, like if, you know, boating, trails, you know, whatever it is that you want, you click on it and then it lists all of the things to do in that category. And then you add them to your itinerary, so that when you click my plan, everything is listed under one place on the app. You can actually click map it and it'll take you to either Apple Maps or Google Maps and show you directions on how to get there. But almost everything is walkable anyway, unless you're going farther outside the town to like other parts of Middlesex County. But everything is pretty much walkable, which is just lovely.
That's neat. They have an app. Yeah, that's really neat. You can plan a trip.
I'm sure you're going to probably be asked to test it out too.
I'm ready. I'll test it before they even ask me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'll send you the link. And I'm going to put the link in the show notes of this episode too. So anybody who wants to download the app and give it a test run for themselves can do that. Okay, Patricia, let's talk about all the fun things there are to do outside in Urbana. So let's talk about like all the river activities on the Rappahannock. Do you want to kick us off?
For somebody visiting, I would say go to one of the campgrounds. Grays Point and Bethpage are the best. Like, once we started going there, the only time I went to another campground is like if one of my friends was having a special event. I had no desire to visit another campground. Both of them, they're sister campgrounds run by the same company, and there's something for everybody. Again, that's where I learned how to fish. I learned how to crab. That's where I got my boating license, because when we purchased our seasonal site at Grays Point, we were on the marina because I'm, like I said, I'm an all or nothing. I was like, I want to be on the water. Like, I want my camper on the water so I could wake up and see it. So we were on the marina and one of our friends had invited us and said, hey, you want to go out on a boat with us? So we're like, sure. It was so amazing. So I told my husband, I was like, you know what? We got to get a boat. He was like, "You?" I said, yeah, we're on the river. We got to be official now. We need a boat. We bought a 2020 Nordic Star. I think we got it in 2019 when we first got it, and we had no boating experience whatsoever. The people at the campground were so experienced and nice, friendly. They saw us struggling to get the boat in the water. They came and helped us. Most of the campgrounds have boat storage where you could put your boat there, but we wound up putting our boat at Christ Church. It's a boatel, right? I think that's in Urbana.
Did you just say a boatel?
Yes.
Is that really what they're called?
It's called a boatel. It's a hotel for boats.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know this. This is all new to me.
Oh God. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I didn't know a boatel exists. And I was like, oh, I did a video on that. I was like, yeah, we're going to the boatel. I was like, it's neat. So you keep your boat there. You call them and tell them that you're ready for your boat. Like, you'll be there in 10, 15 minutes. And then you just go and they have a lift and they get your boat out. They put it in the water. They have gas there and everything. And then when you come back, you just get out the boat and they pick the boat up out the water. It is so neat. Yeah. Matter of fact, we did two boat tells. The first one was in Deltaville. It was a little further from the campground than we wanted. And then we moved to Christ Church in Urbana.
So this is like a shuttle service.
Yeah, it's like valet.
It's like valet service for a boat.
Yeah. And you just feel so good. Like, yeah, I don't have to worry about launching. You know, you just get out and they just pick the boat up. But it's so neat.
So how many boats do you have now?
We have two boats. And it's only three people in my family. It's me, my husband, my daughter. Well, I have a son that's 29. He's serving in the United States Air Force. He's in San Angelo now. He's a sergeant. So he's not really about this river life. He'll come visit like for a weekend, but he's not into it like us. Mm-hmm. But it's three of us. So when we purchased that 2020 Nordic Star, my husband's a neat freak with vehicles. He don't care about the kitchen or the bathroom, but anything with a VIN number, oh, he keeps that neat. So everything was fine until I started really getting into fishing and crabbing. So I was like, one day I said, yeah, I want to take the boat out. I'm going to take the boat out fishing and crab. And he was like, no, ma'am, you are not going to tear that boat up and dirty it up with them nasty crab pods. It's a nice boat, but all boats are for fishing. He was like, not this one. I was like, okay, don't worry about it. I'm real independent. So I went in a marketplace and I found me a little John boat because I just wanted to get away from the fishing pier. Fishing pier was fine. But when I started seeing people going on their boats coming back with fish, I said, oh, I got to get away from this pier. Mm-hmm. So I bought a little John boat. It was a 14-foot John boat. I think I paid like $600. Girl, I went out in that boat one time. I was like, oh, no, this is not for me. It was so shaky, and I'm not a strong swimmer. And again, I'm new to this. So I was like, okay, went out in that one time. I didn't like it. And then I was like, that's too small. Then I found this 1990 skiff, probably like 2 weeks later, just obsessed, ready to go. I want what I want when I want it. Didn't want to wait. Didn't want to do no research. I found this old skiff. It was like a 1990. And I went to North Carolina and got it. And I rode out with him and it was fine, but it was old. Like, I had to pump this, turn this, crank this. It was just too much. So I was like, you know what? I don't feel safe in this boat. I was like, if I'm going to be River Sister, I need to represent. I need to be riding something nice. So that's when I bought my 2018 Carolina skiff. And I love my Carolina skiff. Shout out to Carolina skiff. But yeah, my boat is pretty, it's blue, it's clean, it's perfect for me. So that's what I can, you know, explore. It's easy for me to handle. I can get into creeks and stuff like that. So that's why we have two boats. So I tell people I have a boat and we have a boat.
That's camping, fishing, and boating. And I feel like that's really what draws people to the area too. But I got to go paddling the other night. I did a sunset paddle right out of Urbana Marina. I'm sure you've been down to the marina, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have rentals there, which is really fantastic because it's like this rental locker and it's next to this rack full of kayaks and paddle boards. And I think there's a couple of canoes there too, but you just swipe your credit card and a locker pops open and inside there's a PFD and a paddle. And then you just grab the boat that you want off the rack and you get right on the water. So I totally did that. I was like, I need to try this. I mean, I have my own inflatable kayak, but I was like, why would I go through the hassle of loading it up into my car and everything when this is right here next to the water? I can grab it and go and then leave it there and not have to deal with lugging my own gear. So that's what I did. And it was fantastic. And also the inn where I was staying, the Chesapeake Inn, they also have kayaks that are down there that are free to use for any of their guests. So if you're staying at the inn, there's also that option as well. So I loved it. And I went out on a sunset paddle. And this is one of the things in the app that I was just mentioning, paddling the Urbana Creek. And when you choose it, there's actually, I think, 26 stops on the map along the way. And they're like historical points where as you're paddling on the app, you can read about the history of that area. It's just, it was so neat to integrate the history into my gorgeous paddle. But then also, like, you're just on this beautiful water and there's osprey everywhere. And there was this rock wall that was absolutely lined with laughing gulls. They were like just causing a ruckus out there on this wall. And then there's boats docked everywhere. So it's super pretty. There's houses up on the hill and it opens up into the Rappahannock. So it's a creek that is basically protected. You know, it's surrounded by land, but then it opens up to the Rappahannock and it was just so beautiful. Sandy beaches and I loved everything about it because it was calm water. It was quiet. Granted, it was a weekday. I don't know what it's like out there on the weekend, but on a weekday, it was just so pretty with the sun setting and the sun reflecting off the water. It's just such a peaceful, calm, beautiful experience.
Do you have an adventure mom in your life? The official Virginia Outdoor Adventures merch store has a new item just for her. Give your mom the gift of the outdoors with the Virginia Blue Ridge Love Design Spring Tee. Each item in the merch store was thoughtfully selected to create quality products using eco-friendly materials. Your purchase will support the podcast, enabling me to produce more adventure-packed episodes. Show your adventure mom some love with a spring tee featuring our Blue Ridge Mountains Love Design. Shop now by clicking on Virginia Outdoor Adventures merch store in the show notes of your listening app.
Do you have any recommendations for people who want to like go boating or fishing but don't own their own gear?
Yeah, charters. When I first started fishing, I got a boat and I'm not a licensed captain, so I couldn't charge to take women out, but I wanted women to experience fishing. So I worked with a few captains out of Deltaville. Deltaville is loaded with fishing charters. Some of them are beginner friendly. You have bottom fishing where anybody can do. And then you have something like cobia fishing where that's for somebody who's more really into fishing. Like somebody like me first coming in never heard of a cobia, probably wouldn't want to pay that money, but they have some affordable charters for beginners. So it's something for everybody in Deltaville.
Yeah. And do you want to explain where Deltaville is in comparison to Urbana?
It's not far. It's a straight stretch. One thing about that area, you can't get lost. Everything is straight down.
And Deltaville is also in Middlesex County. So all of the things that are in Deltaville are also in that app. So if you're staying in Urbana and that's like your base camp, you can drive over to Deltaville in what, 20 minutes, 25 minutes?
Yeah, I don't even think it takes 25 minutes.
Probably, it might not. Yeah, it's quick. There's so much to do over there. And I got to go on a charter just the other day. The captain's name was Wesley Crump and his name of his business is WC Sport Fishing. So he's got one of those boats with the towers on the top. Like you were just mentioning cobia. I think they use those for cobia and to be able to get up high so they can spot what's down in the water around them, right?
Yeah, I think I'm scheduled to go out with him soon. I'm excited.
Yeah, we were talking about that. They said that you were going to go out, and Whitney was with us too. Or so it was the three of us. It was me, Whitney, and Wesley. And oh my God, it was so much fun. It was a beautiful afternoon. We went down the river. We went all the way down to the bridge that connects Middlesex County to like the Irvington area on the other side.
Yeah, they call it the Whitestone Bridge or Norris Bridge.
So okay.
That bridge is right at Grays Point. So Grays Point is like right there.
Yes. Yeah. So we were boating that whole area. Then we went up in the tower in what was probably a 2-person seat, but the three of us managed to fit in there. And Wesley was driving the boat and we were up top. And oh, God, it was so fun. He said he takes people out just boating. Like, not everybody is interested in fishing. And I wonder, too, how many of those folks have just never tried fishing. So then they don't think to ask. They just want to go out on a boat ride. So I was saying to him, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea for when you have those kind of people on the boat to just ask them if they might want to try it or to be out there fishing himself and see if they take any interest in it.
Yeah, because they might get hooked like me. I mean, I caught my first fish and I haven't stopped. So,
right?
don't be afraid to try it because you might really get hooked.
Yeah, you're going to love going out with him. He's such a nice guy. We had a really nice time. Do you have any favorite locations like in and around Urbana and Middlesex County?
I mean, we've been to some restaurants. I mean, we've left the campground and went to brunch on a boat. And the first time I did that, girl, you couldn't tell me nothing. I think we went to Portside Grill, and I was just like, wow, I'm on the boat going to eat. And again, for me, it was like a big deal. For somebody who lives this lifestyle and was born to it, and they do that every weekend or every day, or their family did it, you know, they probably look at it, well, why is she so excited? But for somebody who had a background like I had, and, you know, just realized like, wow, people are living on the water. Like, look at this. Like, this is people's everyday life, not vacation time, not something I do every quarter. Like, every morning, this is what I wake up to. It's totally different. But yeah, I really like going to eat breakfast like on Sundays or brunch by boat.
There's really great brunch locations. Is Portside Grill the one that you can boat up to or kayak up to?
Yeah. You can boat, and it's like, wow, I'm boating to a restaurant.
Yeah, I did. So that one wasn't open for the season yet. It actually opens like this weekend. And so I missed it by a few days, which is one of those things that I have to do when the next time I go back. But I was reading their description online, and you can walk up to it, or you can boat up or even kayak up to it. I am definitely kayaking up to it.
Urbana Seafood and Raw Bar, I think you could boat up to that one too.
Oh, can you? Yeah, that's another one that wasn't yet open for the season when I was there. So I have to go back for that one too. Other than that, though, I felt like a lot of the places around town that I scoped out were like short walking trails, like neighborhood things that, you know, probably people like locals know about, but not everybody would know about. Like, there's this residential park in Urbana called Waterman's Park. It's teeny tiny, but also so cute, like picnic tables and different like marine decorations. And it's right on the water, but it's up on a hill. The history of it is that the watermen in the area used to go to that location because it's high up and you can see out over the water like a really far distance. And and that way they could, you know who was like what was going on out on the water, what the weather conditions were like, things like that. And so it became known as Waterman's Park. And it's just a gorgeous place to, you know, sit and have a lunch or just take a stroll to, or like watch the nesting osprey, which is what I did, of course, I took my binoculars down there and was watching all the birds, and really cute. And then just like some nice birding trails and trails along little streams. Cause you know, there's small streams everywhere. Like Heritage Trail was one place I checked out. Holly Point Nature Park, which is right behind the Deltaville Maritime Museum. And I would definitely recommend going to that museum. It's really, really good. And then Dragon's Run is like the stream that goes through a cypress swamp. And the Friends of Dragon's Run is the group that manages the area. I think they actually do guided paddles, I was told, through there. So really neat little things that you kind of have to start asking the locals about, but they're more than happy to share these places and just lots of things to do by foot or by canoe as well, if that's your thing. Oh, and have you been to Wake Beach? Have you heard of that?
Yes. Yeah, I've been to Wake Beach. I took some really nice pictures there. I didn't catch anything when I went, but I went to Wake Beach.
Yeah. It's just like, it's another one of those places where they're like, oh, you have to go to Wake Beach. And I pulled up and there's like, what, 10 parking spots total, maybe. And it's right. This tiny little beach where it's like surrounded by private property on both sides. So you're not going to be strolling down the beach for miles. Right. Like you're kind of staying in one spot, but it's got really nice views of the bridge from there. And there's an old, what do you call it? Crab house?
I think I only went there once. And yeah, I was expecting to see this big old beach and I was there by myself and I was like, wow, but it was beautiful just to be out there. Another good spot near the campground, it's like a little hotel. It's across from a new Mediterranean restaurant called Pilot House. Good place to go eat breakfast. And they also, I don't know if they still have it, but they have like a seafood buffet maybe on Friday or Saturday. So that's not far from the campground. So we went there a lot. And sometimes when we had family or friends over and we didn't feel like cooking, we would just go there.
Yeah. Oh, that new Mediterranean, what's it called? Prime Mediterranean. So good. Okay. We need to talk about some of the dining options and lodging options. I think this is a good transition point here. Let's start with lodging. We already talked about campgrounds. And then I mentioned that I stayed at the Chesapeake Inn, and I just have to give a shout out to the owners, Gary and Matt. They're a married couple who bought the inn during COVID and renovated it. And it is so beautiful, Patricia. Like it's so cute. Wow. Just quaint. And so the room, they put me in the suite and it had this epic bathroom with like this jetted tub, soaking tub, and then this like shower that I swear you could fit 10 people inside of. Like I'm definitely going to be posting photos and videos of this on social media. So people need to get over there to see it. Just incredible. And then they've got this really cute garden that you can sit outside of. Like I had breakfast in the garden every single morning and did a little bit of reading before I started my day and just listened to the birds. There was a pair of osprey that was nesting on top of the chimney right on the property. And then they have this really beautiful lounge area with a gift shop and lots of like books to read, and just like the vibe, like the oyster waterfront vibe was strong. So, and it, you know, they've got bikes you can take for free. Like if you're staying there, there isn't anything you could possibly want that they don't have available. Like they had bikes that you can take around town. Like I said, they had kayaks down by the water. And Gary and Matt, if there's anything that you're interested in doing, they will plan it for you. Like if I were to say to them, I want to go kayaking on the creek, they'd be like, here's what you need to do. In fact, when I went down to Urbana Marina to go kayaking, I couldn't find the paddles. And I just called the owner on her cell phone and I was like, I don't know where the paddles were. And she goes, I will run one right down to you. And she did. Like she was at home chilling, she told me, and she hopped over to the inn, grabbed the paddle and drove it down to me like in less than 10 minutes. So, you know, they just are so accommodating and really kind, and they've done an amazing job with the inn, and I would highly recommend that.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. I mean, you've got your own digs. I get it. But like, I just have to say, for anybody who's coming into town for like a weekend or a getaway, that's a perfect location. And I know they do like group retreats and weddings too. So it is a charming little place.
Yeah, that's nice. Because I know I have some friends, you know, I try to get people from Richmond to consider, you know, hey, take that drive. If you could drive to Virginia Beach and go stay at that big beach, come to Middlesex, you know, come to this area because you can do the same thing. Well, I think it's better.
I agree. You don't have the crowds or the prices. Yeah, the expensive prices aren't there either.
Exactly, yeah. Because they have a slew of Airbnbs where people can stay. And you can do all the river activities. Like you said, kayak, you can crab, you can fish. I think the Airbnbs in this area is perfect, a perfect getaway.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And there's lots of dining options too. In fact, like I was surprised how many dining options there were. I didn't even get to all of them. So I know you've been to some, I hit up some, but I left there thinking I need to come back because there were still places that are like community establishments, like family owned restaurants that have been there for decades that I didn't get a chance to try out, that I was disappointed because I was so busy out on the water, right? Like I don't spend all my time in restaurants. But there's just a lot of options to choose from.
I hope you went to, is it Miroir? Please don't chat me for saying this, y'all, if I'm saying it wrong. Miroir?
I think that's how you say it. Yeah. And I did go there and it was unbelievable.
Yes, I kept hearing about it and hearing about it. And one day, my husband, he's not really an eat out person. He prefers home cooked food. So I waited till like a weekday and I was like, I'm going in by myself. Girl, I sat out there on that water. I had that crab cake. It was so good. I need to go back like maybe this weekend.
Yeah. I had dinner there. We ordered the raw oysters. And I mean, you have so many options of different types of oysters. They came out, they were super salty. I was surprised. And I was like, oh my gosh, where are these from? I was dining with the owner of the Chesapeake Inn and he turned around and pointed towards the water. He's like, they're from right over there. So, uh-huh. And that's what I love about it, right? Like everything came out of the water right before they serve it to you.
Right. Yeah. That's amazing to be like, I'm eating this. It just came from right there. Like it just came out the water. That's
Yeah. And it's really nice. It's waterfront. They've got a beautiful outdoor area. It was still a little chilly this time of year. Some people were braving the wind coming off the water, but it's really beautiful. And I would recommend if you're going on a weekend, you do need a reservation because it's not a big place. So they can't accommodate a ton of people, but you want to call ahead if you're going on a weekend. Other than that, the town of Urbana has so many little cafes like the Wooden Pickle. I went in there and I got a salad and a smoothie, met the owner. She was super nice. Then Big O Cafe, I didn't get to go in there. It's a little ways down the road from Urbana, but I heard that was really good. Little Jimmy's is another one of those establishments. They've got like specialty cocktails, just a real eclectic menu. I've heard that their giant pretzel with crab dip is really good. And that's right on Virginia Street. So that's like the main street area. I did get to go to Small Town Burger, which is brand spanking new. Like it just opened a couple of weeks ago and it's basically a food truck. And they've got this outdoor seated area with like lights and fire pits. Like it's just got such a great vibe. And I met the owner there. He was super nice. This is their second location that they opened. And he said it's really popular and they're doing really well. And they're just really excited to be in Urbana. I had breakfast at this little cafe called Where the Sidewalk Ends. And the owner, Patty, was there. She's open every day. It's a farm to table cafe. And she, like, I told her I was vegan and she was like, oh, good. Here's what I'm going to make you. And I had like a matcha latte and she made me a little sandwich and it was just delightful. And you could tell it's a neighborhood establishment. It just reminded you of a place where people gather regularly just to hang out. And that was really cute too. I'm trying to think what else did I do? Oh, I walked past Something Different is the name of the place and they have live music and award-winning barbecue.
I heard it was really nice.
Yeah. Homemade ice cream. It was closed because I was there in the early part of the week and like so many small towns, this is common in small towns everywhere, but like Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, usually places are closed one of those 3 days. So, you know, you want to call ahead and they were closed when I was there, unfortunately. But I also did get to pop into Virginia Street Cafe. That's another one of those family owned places since like 1989. I talked to the manager. She and her husband manage it. She said her mother-in-law owns it and they've got great seafood there. And then other than that, I would say Prime Mediterranean. That's the one you mentioned before. That also just opened like 3 months ago and it's right down the street from Marar. I met the manager, Tom, and sat at the bar and again, got to talk to locals who have, you know, spent their whole life in the area, but then also met people actually from Alexandria, not like down the street from where I live, who bought a boat and have become transplants. And the food was excellent. I mean, just so good. Beautiful restaurant. They've done a really nice job there, but I just love the vibe too. So there's lots of great dining options.
Speaking of that restaurant, across the street, they have an airstrip. It's like a little airport. Like they get flying lessons there. And then they have like this huge car show. I can't think of what month it's in, but I'm sure it'll be on that app.
Oh, yeah. Because there is a category of events on the app.
Yeah, they have a really big, I don't know how many, but I remember passing by, like going to the campground and I saw all of these cars out there. They have like a car show. They have different events at that airport.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that. But speaking of events, I think the biggest event that everybody goes for to Urbana is the annual Oyster Festival in November. I know you've been there. I haven't been there. Can you tell me what it's like?
Yeah, I kept hearing about it. And initially, when I heard about it at first, I wasn't really interested because I was like, I don't eat oysters. And then I just started sampling like fried oysters, and I have oyster Rockefeller. Now, I ate my first raw oyster a few months ago because I didn't realize I can get them right in my backyard. So that's a whole other story. But yes, they have a shuttle bus that goes from Grays Point and Bethpage over to the Urbana Fest. I just kept hearing people make this big fuss about Oyster Fest, Urbana Fest. I mean, even people from Richmond and Petersburg area, I saw on Facebook that they were going. And I went, I had such a good time. Music, crafts, like they have so many crafts. If you're a small business or you're looking for some homemade items, like I met a lady, she makes oyster, shout out to Oyster Jewelry. She is amazing. Like oyster earrings, necklace, they have everything seafood or coastal vibe related. You can find it at that craft show. Like it's so many small vendors, so much different food, different bands. It's just a lot of people. It's just a really good vibe. It's like a big block party.
That sounds like so much fun. Talking to the locals, they were saying that like 60,000 people show up for this event. Like, I don't know where 60,000 people would go in a tiny town like that.
It's a lot of walking. You know, there's different places to park, but yeah, it's a lot of walking.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's the thing to do, but if you're going to do it, like you better plan well in advance, because I don't know where people would stay. There's lodging in town, obviously, but it's got to fill up right away, I would think.
Yeah, it's a really nice vibe. And I mean, people like my goal is I would love to dock a boat there. Like people are on their boats partying, you know, boats are docked and you could just go from boat to boat. It's really, really nice. It's a little overwhelming. Nice. Like, it's like, wow. Yeah, you got to pace yourself for Oyster Fest. Again, like the campgrounds is something for everybody because everybody doesn't drink alcohol. You know, you can go drink coffee or juice or something like that. And then you have a group that, you know, you have the turn up crew and then you have the chill out crew and stuff like that. But yeah, it's different vibes for everybody.
All right, Patricia, this has been a wonderful conversation about the town of Urbana in Middlesex County and about river life in general. Is there any parting advice to future visitors that you want to share?
Yes, I would say run. Don't walk to the river. Like you got to experience river life, whether it's staying at an Airbnb or one of the campgrounds is something for everybody. Or even if you just decide to come and stay for a day to get something to eat and relax and then go home. But should you decide to stay, like you said, you stayed at the, what inn was that?
The Chesapeake Inn.
And they accommodated you. The campground, same thing. They have something for everybody. They have day passes. If you did decide to stay for a weekend, if you don't have a camper, you can rent a cabin. They have RV sites where you can rent an RV and stay there. They have plenty of activities for kids. They have stuff for seniors. I mean, fishing activities. Grays Point has crabbing classes. They have craft shows, just something for everybody, I would say. And then now they have an app. So you have no excuse to say, I don't know what to do. We just explained it to you. I'm right here. I'm easy to find on social media. If you have any questions or, you know, if I'm available, maybe I can meet for an event. Yeah. But I would say run, don't walk to the river or run to your computer, make reservations, just do something.
And how can listeners connect with you?
I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and I'm River Sister. So not River, like R-I-V-E-R. It's Riva. So that's R-I-V-A-H and then Sister, S-I-S-T-A-H. So again, River Sister. Don't search River Sister. It's Riva Sister.
I'm going to put links to your social handles in the show notes so people don't have to remember the spelling. They can just click on it. And I'm also going to include links to websites and social handles for all the places that we talked about today, the inn, the campgrounds, dining, all the things are all going to be in the show notes and on the Virginia Outdoor Adventures website. So we've done all the work for everybody. So there's no excuse now. Between the app and all the show notes, everyone's got it made.
Right. And like I said, people could just look at me enjoying my river life. And if they don't want to explore river life, something's wrong with them. I love it too.
I fell in love with it so quickly. So I know I'm going to be back. Patricia, thank you so much for being a guest on Virginia Outdoor Adventures.
Thanks for having me.
Adventure on. Links and resources from this episode are in the show notes of your listening app and on the website at virginiaoutdooradventures.com. If you enjoyed the show, help spread the word by sharing your favorite episode with friends or on social media. Leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts also helps new listeners discover the show. Get news and information about outdoor adventures close to home by signing up for my newsletter. Click on newsletter sign up in your show notes or visit virginiaoutdooradventures.com. I love hearing from my listeners. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook or email me at jessica@virginiaoutdooradventures.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, adventure on.